Mark chapter 4. Next, he began to teach again by the sea, and a large crowd gathered around him, so that he went on board a boat to sit in, on the sea, while the whole crowd was by the sea on land. And he taught them many things in parables, and he said to them in the course of his teaching, "Listen, a sower once went out to sow seed. And it so happened that as he sowed, some seed fell beside the road, and the birds came and ate it up. But some fell on stony ground, where it did not have much soil, and it immediately sprang up through not having depth of soil. But when the sun rose, it was scorched, and because it did not have a root, it withered. And some fell into the thorn bushes, and the thorn plants came up and choked it, and it did not yield any fruit. And other seed fell onto good ground, and it yielded produce which sprang up and grew, and some produced a 30-fold return, and some a 60-fold, and some 100-fold. And he said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Then when he was alone, those around him with the 12 asked him the meaning of the parable. And he said to them, "To you it has been granted to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but to those outside everything comes in parables, in order that they should definitely see but not perceive, and they will definitely hear but not understand, lest they should repent and they should be forgiven their sins." And he said to them, "Do you not know the meaning of this parable? How then can you know the meaning of any parable? The sower sows the word. One group are those alongside the road, where the word is sown, but when they hear it, Satan immediately comes and removes the word sown in their hearts. And another group are like those sown on the stony ground, who, when they hear the word, immediately receive it with joy, but they do not have an inward root, but rather are for a season. Then when affliction or persecution comes on account of the word, they immediately stumble. And another group are those sown in the thorn bushes, who hear the word, but the cares of this age, and the deceit of riches, and the desires in regard to other matters, when they come in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. And another group are those sown on the good ground, who hear the word, and receive it, and bear fruit, some a 30-fold return, and some a 60-fold, and some 100-fold. Furthermore, he said to them, "A lamp isn't brought to be put under a bushel of corn or under a bed, is it? It is to be put on a lampstand, isn't it? For there is nothing hidden whatever, which will not be made manifest, nor has anything secret taken place, but that it will come into the open. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." And he said to them, "Watch out with what you hear. By the same measure by which you measure, it will be meted out to you. And to you who hear, the measure will be increased. For to whoever has, more will be given. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away." And he said, "So is the kingdom of God, as if a man were casting seed on the ground, and should sleep and get up, night and day, and the seed should sprout and grow long in a way he is unaware of. For the land produces fruit spontaneously, first the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit yields itself, he immediately sends out the sickle, because the harvest is at hand." And he said, "To what should we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what kind of parable should we represent it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which, when it is sown on the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds which are on the earth. But when it is sown, it comes up and becomes bigger than all the other vegetables, and puts out big branches, so that the birds of the sky can settle in its shade." And he spoke the word to them in many such parables, inasmuch as they were able to give them a hearing. Indeed, he did not speak to them without using a parable, but he did explain everything privately to his disciples. And he said to them on that day when evening had come, "Let's go across to the other side." Then when they had sent the crowd away, they took him along, just as he was, in the boat. And there were other small boats with him. And a severe windy storm arose, and the waves were breaking over into the boat, so that it was already filling up. And he was at the stern, sleeping on a pillow. And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, is it not of concern to you that we are in mortal danger?" And when he woke up, he rebuked the wind, and he said to the sea, "Be quiet, be silenced." And the wind abated, and a great calm came. Then he said to them, "Why are you fearful like this? How come you do not have faith?" And they were very afraid, and they said to each other, "Who can this be then, seeing both the wind and sea obey him?"